It was a bill passed by a Utah lawmaker in 1899 that resulted in Utah being the first state in the Union to form a state-sponsored arts organization. 112 years later, the bill's author, Representative Alice Merrill Horn, who died in 1948, is being remembered for her work in helping create the Utah Art Institute, now known as Utah Arts and Museums, through a collection of works by Utah artists currently on display at the Utah State Capitol.
Really the star of this exhibit that we have, it's 20 works from the State Fine Art Collection that has been collected from 1899, is Alice Merrill Horn.
Jim Glenn is Public Art and Design Arts Manager for Utah Arts and Museums.
She believed that artists were vital to a community and to the fabric of a community and making quality of life. Her vision was that every home would have a piece of art, no matter how small.
We call it this the People's House, yes.
That was Utah's current Senate President, Michael Wadeps.
I told them that I'd been up here 25 years and had heard so much about the art collection and that I thought it would be important for people not just to have it but to see it, and that why didn't we find some space in the Capitol and display it and rotate that periodically. Having it in a storage room doesn't do much for me, and so I wanted it to be out in the light of day where students could see it, where citizens could see it, and where tourists could see it. That was why I suggested it, and they jumped all over it.
Wanting to learn more about the exhibit, I asked Jim Glenn to join me on the fourth floor of the State Capitol, where through August, visitors can experience 20 selected works featuring early Utah masterpieces, part of the Alice Art Collection.
Actually, when we were hanging the show, we had several legislators respond that they were very happy to see something come on the walls. Also, I think it's really important for them to see, and for the people of Utah to see, their investment that they've been collecting for 113 years. All of these works are by Utah artists, and some by very important Utah artists, and some by artists that will be important.
Like Mr. Glenn's voice, the oils on canvas, a bronze work, and a woodblock print, a partial representation of the 123 years of creativity represented here, echo reflections of life in Utah. Beginning in the north hall of the fourth floor, the exhibit begins with a painting dated 1890. It is here that the canvased mat meets the marbled walls.
This was the first painting acquired by the state by George Ottinger called Children of the Sun.
You can tell it's an older piece just because the canvas is a bit aged.
Yes, it was painted in 1890. It's an interesting subject matter. It's from Inca mythology of the Children of the Sun. The sun god sent his children down to earth to create a better life for man. This is a depiction of them driving a golden stake into the ground, which established in some myths the city of Cusco.
In 1861, Ottinger traveled to Utah from Pennsylvania in a covered wagon. He later helped to draft the bill that established the Utah Art Institute.
Very nice. And then as we continue, we have a portrait here. So this one's a little bit different because this is a portrait, again, another oil.
This is actually one of my favorites in the show. We don't know exactly who it is. She's just looking directly at you, and sort of it just seems to me she's speaking to you through that 200 years. But Alma Wright was a very accomplished painter in Utah. Born in Salt Lake City in 1875, he was a contemporary of Lee Green Richards. He also studied in Paris at the Academy Julienne and the Academy Colorisi. Died in Paris in 1952.
And moving right along, we come upon one of many works based on the theme of Utah's agricultural history. In this case, J. Leo Fairbanks' piece titled Wheatfield, an impressionistic landscape, a style influenced through his studies in Paris in the early 1900s.
Well, it was interesting. A lot of Utah artists traveled to Europe and studied in Paris, particularly because Paris was pretty much the art center at that time, and came back to Utah, with the influences of Cezanne and other great artists.
At what point do we say this is contemporary work?
Well, you can see in this piece called County Fair, this is 1943 by B.F. Larson. The paint is being applied differently than in the more realistic landscape paintings. I mean, it's quite clear that it's people at the fair. There's a sort of interpretation of it rather than just a photographic painting of it.
This unique showcase of artwork comes from the State Fine Arts Collections, a direct result of Representative Alice Merrill Horn's vision and legislation, available to the public for view through August. Reporting from the fourth floor of the Utah State Capitol in Salt Lake City, I'm Carrie Bringhurst for Utah Public Radio.